the Jews of Greek Calabria during the Renaissance. By the 15th century, the Jews of southern Calabria had absorbed the Hellenophone culture of the area, as demonstrated by a Jewish inscription found on the wall of a house in Gerace, in which some Hebrew characters recall the Greek alphabet. Sources on the Jewish communities of the Reggio Calabria area tell of a very active and dynamic society with jewel and textile merchants and even shepherds. Evidence of this is confirmed by an indictment against the Jew Elias of Gerace, who in 1451 had to forfeit 500 sheep that his son had led to graze on the nearby land of San Lorenzo, close to Bova. There were many moneylenders, stonemasons, blacksmiths, carpenters, and goldsmiths, like the master Monas, who in 1453 made a reliquary for the Italian-Greek monastery of Saints Elia and Filarete in Seminara. A large number of the Jews who lived in these areas engaged in the art of dyeing, in medicine and printing. This was indicative in the antagonism that erupted in Reggio in 1494 between Christian apothecaries and Jewish doctors, as the latter had acquired esteem from the population at the expense of their Christian colleagues. The same can be said about those in printing concentrated in Reggio, where in 1475 300 copies of the commentary to the Pentateuch of Rabbi Shlomo Yitzhaki were printed, a copy of which is kept at the Dinava Library in Reggio Calabria. Finally, numerous documents prove that the sale of fabrics, especially silk, was the undisputed monopoly of the Jews in the region, who were organized in commercial companies or peripheral terminals of larger foreign companies, such as the Strozzi of Florence. The source of such an economic and cultural ferment was the forward-thinking policy of the Aragons, far from the anti-Jewish ideologies that had first characterized the authority of the Angevins, 1268 to 1442, and later that of the Spaniards, who won the Kingdom of Naples in 1504.